And it's time now for your comments. Renee Montaigne's interview on the latest fuel-saving cars got many owners of those cars going. They took issue with Money Magazine's Lawrence Ulrich, who said the Toyota Prius Hybrid lacked power. Denise Braun-Frodsham of Fresno, California, says she drives with a license plate on her Prius that reads, "Eat my voltage." Some corrections. NPR's Claudio Sanchez told us how Congress is trying to stop fraud in the E-Rate program. That's a federal effort to connect schools and libraries to the Internet. We reported that schools usually pick up about 10% of the cost and the federal government pays the rest. We should have said this. Many schools pay as little as one-tenth of the cost. We reported that the U.S. military acknowledged assisting a group of American vigilantes in Afghanistan. We should have said that NATO-led forces acknowledged that. And we got mixed up when we described the Virgin of Tikvin, a religious icon, as having magical powers. Miraculous would have been a better fit. Our New Mexico native Linda Wertheimer admits to being a bit rusty on her home state geography. In her story on the political battleground state, Linda said that the Sangre de Cristos Mountains were outside of Albuquerque. The Sandia Mountains are actually outside Albuquerque, as many in the state reminded us. And as proof that we all get it wrong sometimes, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia got it wrong in Nina Totenberg's story on the influence of international law in high court decisions.
The second reason foreign law is likely to be used increasingly in our living constitution decisions is Sir Edmund Hillary's reason, because it's there.
Actually, that was George Lee Mallory's reason for wanting to climb Mount Everest. Mallory took part in British expeditions to that mountain decades before Sir Edmund Hillary made his famous trek. One other note, Morning Edition is hunting down ideas for an upcoming series called Hidden Kitchens. Tell us about who's cooking on your corner, or about food traditions disappearing from your neighborhood, maybe even making a comeback. How does your community come together over food? That's the question. And if you have a story that answers it, call the NPR Hidden Kitchens line at 202-408-0300. That's 202-408-0300. And if you have something to say to Morning Edition, you can email your comments to morning@npr.org. Please say where you live and tell us how to pronounce your name.